In the tropics, coral reefs are a first line of defense against devastating storms like Hurricane Maria that pummeled Puerto Rico last year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, estimates that roughly 10% of Puerto Rico's corals were damaged in the storm. Chunks of coral were broken off by rough seas and ocean swells. But on a recent trip to Puerto Rico, I discovered there's still hope for thousands of battered bits of coral lying around the seafloor. I'm standing on a tall dune near Vega Baja in Puerto Rico's north coast. The ocean stretches out in shades of dark blue, turquoise, and pale aquamarine. But interspersed among the usual colors of a tropical ocean are patches of brownish orange, elkhorn coral. Salvador Loriano is a worker with the environmental NGO Grupo Vidas. Their main task is coral restoration.
Our goal right now is to plant coral fragments here because you know that Hurricane Maria came here and devastated the island. This caused great damage to the coral reef because the first time we entered there after Maria, the reef was like destroyed. Like we'd see like big coral colonies upside down and a lot of dead coral.
As long as they remain submerged underwater, these coral, which are colonies of tiny invertebrate animals, have a 20% chance of survival. But that increases to more than 90% if they're attached to a larger structure, not getting banged around by the surf or smothered with sand. If a piece of coral is at least 2 inches long and 80% healthy, it can actually be reattached to an existing reef. Salvador points towards the water.
That over there is my sister, and that's one of my friends that work here. They're preparing to enter to the El Arrecife Eco.
Can we go see what they're doing?
Yes.
Mariola Loriano is standing on the shore in about a foot of water.
Mariola!
She's wearing a rash guard to protect from the hot tropical sun. A mask is perched on her forehead, a snorkel dangling off it. She's holding a white milk crate with all the tools the crew will need for their morning's work.
Yeah, basically what we have in there is a sledgehammer, a slate where we write our tallies, basically, which is all of the fragments that we've successfully planted, a bag for any trash that we find inside the ocean, buoy so it floats.
So should I put on my fins then and we head in?
If you're using like flippers, I recommend that you either walk sideways or back. Because, you know, if you use flippers, walking front, it's gonna be rather difficult.
I'm gonna fall on my face.
Mostly. I can help you enter the reef because, it's all rocky, but there are a lot of sea urchins there.
Oh, so it's spiny.
Yeah, but it's not that big deal because they're really deep inside the crevices, so they won't, like, sting you.
So is there any other advice I need before we go in?
You gotta be careful. It's not that big of an issue, but scorpion fish have also appeared here, right?
Yeah.
You know how they camouflage very well?
I don't, actually.
They rely on their camouflage.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes their camouflage is really good. So it's best to, like, keep an eye out where you put your hand or anything.
I'm not going to touch anything.
No, I know. Just in case.
We put on our masks, snorkel, and fins and walk backwards into the bath-warm water, stepping over sharp black sea urchins. Once the water is knee-deep, we splash in and swim about 500 feet to the reef. A rainbow of fish greets us. Green fish with fluorescent blue heads, black fish with yellow stripes, green fish with pink stripes. They're all juvenile fish, and the reef is a critical habitat for them. Bulbous brain coral dot the sea floor, and orange elkhorn coral stick out at awkward angles, much like its namesake. A worker named Ernesto is already hard at work. He uses a wire brush to scrape algae off a piece of coral the size of a ping pong paddle, and does the same to a suitable spot on the reef. Just like gluing two objects together, you need to start with a clean surface on both sides. Then he pulls a plastic zip tie out of his sleeve and uses it to attach the coral in place. He uses pliers with a fluorescent pink handle to pull the zip tie tight and cut off the excess plastic, which he sticks into his other sleeve. This piece of coral is now one of hundreds just like it pinned to the reef with zip ties. And in 2 to 3 weeks, it will grow onto the reef enough to stay put on its own. Roughly 15% of the coral here at Vega Baja was broken off by Hurricane Maria. But these corals evolved with hurricanes. If hurricane damage was the only issue, this work wouldn't be necessary. But much like the world's coral reefs in general, this reef has a lot of challenges. Grupo Vida's worker Ernesto says one of the biggest problems is algae blooms from sewage runoff. In many places, the coral is essentially smothered, leaving it a ghostly gray color.
Yeah, those, they look like zombies right there.
They look like zombies, like Day of the Dead.
Yeah, it's like Day of the Dead, but under the water.
There is a very large, dead coral at the entrance to the reef in the shallowest, warmest water. Ernesto believes that one died not from algae blooms, but from stress of a warming ocean.
The water is getting warmer. Every year, it's getting warmer.
Standing on the dune in a light blue rash guard and smoking a cigarette, Ernesto talks about the death of that coral as one might talk about a member of the family passing away.
We got a lot of love for him. We saw him alive, very alive. He's the one of the oldest in our reef. But he started dying. We saw the process of his death. So we just admire him and remember him. It's a very sentimental, I don't know, but it's deep in the heart.
Adding to the warming water and algae blooms, ship groundings break off large chunks of coral each year. Collectors intentionally break it off to sell for home aquariums, and spear fishermen damage it with their equipment. Ocean acidification and coral bleaching are also huge problems for the world's corals, and Puerto Rico is no exception. The team admits it's an uphill battle to save this reef, but Salvador says they're already seeing results.
Our work has given us results, like species that we thought we'd never see again are started to return, like moray eels, scorpion fish, sea cucumbers, puffer fish, sand dollars, which are a species of flat sea urchin. And also there's like a spotted eagle ray hanging around over there.
Projects like this have actually been going on for nearly 20 years on a small scale. But $1 million of post-Maria funding allowed scientists from NOAA, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and independent NGOs to speed up their efforts. The grant money will dry up soon, but workers have been able to reattach roughly 15,000 pieces of coral to the reefs surrounding Puerto Rico.